Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Didn't know how he could show. And one day finally realized he was pulled up with his pride, and the things she tried to tell him she was always right. He's opened up his eyes. Then upon one frosty morning to the altar he didn't go, and he asked to be forgiven of the wrongs that he had wrought, and the girl whose heart he broke. Now they sit in age together, and he tells her every day how much he loves his pretty wife, and he'll love her to the grave. I'll love her to the grave.
Charlie, it sounds like your grandpa played large in your life.
I'll tell you how I started playing. I was about 9 or 10. My grandpa had bought me, he got me a guitar. It's just this little old cheap flea market, like jab guitar. And he told me, if you can learn a song on it, then I'll get you a different guitar. I was thinking about this today, actually. I don't think I've ever told him. I have a friend, Matt Pennington. I don't know if he's watching this. I was at a friend of mine, Matt Pennington's house, and he taught me my very first guitar song. And it was this. And it was on. And it was on. Like, once I figured out I can play music, and then I wanted more and more, and I started reading tabs, and I learned all the basics, you know, Iron Man, Dream On, Stairway to Heaven, Sweet Home Alabama. You know, like, all the basics.
Yeah.
And he actually got me another guitar as I got older, and he invested in some lessons when I was younger. So he really did help me a lot as far as getting me started in music.
I put myself in many a bind. My life has been an uphill climb, finding all my answers at the bottom of glass. I've had my eyes swollen shut from my big mouth. I love to run, but I've gave my fair share of thumpings. My mama did the best she could to make sure that I understood the consequences for all of my actions. She'd grab a limb off a cigar tree and swart my tail until it'd bleed, but I ain't saying I didn't deserve it. Well, life's a blast, you're living fast. Pouring coal on a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord, me both know I'm still learning. My kin and me to Sunday school every week. I'll never forget that feeling of conviction, but I kept in mind his redeeming grace and the awful price he had to pay for a chance that I could make it on the glory. Caught between a boy and man, every day's a brand new plan. Lord knows I ain't getting any younger, but I did my time for the wrongs I've done in the chilly cell. To sober up a jail cell ain't no place for a younger. Well, life's a blast, you're living fast. On a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord, me both know I'm still learning. Stray away and head down a path of disaster. I hope to take these songs I sing to the Lord. They will cling, cause ain't nothing good comes out of rambling. Well, life's a blast when you're living fast. Pouring coal on a highball train running down a one-way track. I've made some bad decisions and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord and me both know I'm still learning. some bad decisions, and I ain't much on discerning, but the good Lord and me both know I'm still learning. Thank y'all.
Have you ever found yourself getting into collecting instruments? Oh, yeah?
That's my wife. As a kid, like, I played mainly guitar, but I dabbled in everything. And I was around bluegrass, so I picked up a dobro, had a bass. I've got actually two mandolins. What else do I got? I've got like three or four guitars. You don't even know. I've got a dulcimer. I've got a banjo. My grandpa bought me a banjo, too, when I was younger. And I dabbled a lot in all those.
So are you coming clean right now? Are you telling your wife about some instruments that you have?
Oh, no. She knows all about them.
Okay.
She complains about them sometimes when I leave them sitting out. Got a little bit of everything in the house. Really got too much. When I was younger, I had a lot more time, so I could play a lot of different stuff. But, you know, really anymore, I play guitar more than anything.
Yeah, so when it came to bluegrass players, acoustic players, who are the guys who just, you know, knock you out?
Probably, I would have to say, without a doubt, Tony Rice. He really changed bluegrass. And this is just my opinion. Bluegrass was really, in the 50s and the 60s, like the Bill Monroe area, it was really, you know, traditional sounding. Then in the early 70s, you know, Tony Rice played with Sam Bush and Courtney John, and you know, they had Newgrass Revival, and they weren't playing it like, you know, Bill Monroe and them did. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
I mean, he just completely, I'd say, well, people was like, what the heck is that? They didn't have Monroe done it, you know? He completely changed the way that bluegrass was made, in my opinion. And then after him, you had a lot of bands, too. For example, the Country Gentlemen, like I consider them, for their time, they were really progressive. The Osborne Brothers in the 70s, they had drums. Like in the early, like 1971, like they had drums in some of their sets. Could you imagine going to like a bluegrass festival in like East Kentucky or like Virginia and bringing drums up there with all those people? You know, I think he really set a standard for a lot of guitar pickers. What amazes me is that, like I said, he set that standard. Like, you're going to hear his licks from now on out, and like, in my opinion, because there are still people like nowadays that are kind of mimicking and building off those bass pentatonic scales that he started, you know, 40, 50 years ago.
And he played, he kind of that iconic D28 wartime instrument.
Oh, yeah. And you know it's him, too. That's like I can just be listening to, like, an instrumental, and, like, I'll hear, like, if I hear something, if it's him playing, like, I can pick up on it, like, that's Tony.
I'm thinking of you only while I'm sitting lonely, pining, or the only one I love. Like a fool, I went and rambled, all your love I gambled. I'm a heartsick son of a gun, and I'm lonely. So lonely. I'm so lonely. My drinking, but your faith was slowly shrinking. You smelled that stinking bourbon on my breath. Knew something was wrong when I was late coming home, crashing around like a bull in a china shop. And I'm lonely, so lonely. I'm so lonely. Awful deed I done. I lost my only one, my dearest honey bun. Now to another's arms shall run, leaving me lonely. So lonely. I'm trying to get my best one. I'm so lonely.
about Doc? Listen to Doc Watson?
You literally took the words in my mouth. Those were going to be my two biggest influential musicians.
Very different
honest
players.
God, Doc too. Watson and Tony Ross. And I really, really love Doc because of how traditional that he always kept it. You know what I mean? He was another one that really kind of set a standard for like traditional flat picking.
So he was one I think is right credited for turning the guitar into a real bluegrass solo instrument where fiddle and mandolin were kind of it. Sort of a softer sound.
Yeah.
He liked mahogany.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was his thing.
Yeah, it was like a denser tone.
Uh-huh. Tony Rice takes you the progressive direction. Doc, the more... Yeah.
Doc Watson.
Yeah. Did you ever hear Doc play?
Videos. I would have gave anything to, you know, as a kid to be able to see him, but, you know, unfortunately, I think he passed away when I was, you know, pretty young. You know what? Let me tell you a funny story about that. So for years, like, I listened to Doc Watson as a kid. It wasn't until, like, I was probably 17, 18, and I got my own computer in my room. I had internet. I had YouTube. And I would watch Doc Watson videos. Yeah. I was like, freedom! And I was watching Doc Watson videos. And it was really weird because I finally picked up that he was sitting in this chair and he was squinting like this. Has he got something in his eye? What's wrong with him? You know? And I was like, what's up? And then later on, he's talking to him. And then I found out he was blind. And it absolutely blew my mind that, you know, just that raw talent that like he could play the way he did, and he was blind. And it was also weird because I'd listened to him and talked about him all my life, and no one ever mentioned to me that he was blind.
I remember my granny rocking me on a squeaky black front porch swing, listening to an old whippoorwill. Watching lightning bugs light up the sky, all wrapped up, snug real tight in a ragged quilt she'd sewn just for me. She would tell me jokes and sing me songs and pet my head till I dozed off, and I'd wake up to the smell of bacon grease. She'd roll the dough and I'd play in the flour, making cat head biscuits in the morning hours. Homemade apple butter tastes so darn sweet. It's the little thing stuck in my mind, like fetching coal to feed the fire in tobacco fields as far as I could see. Whittling sticks with my old case knife, catching creature minnows with some fishing line, listening to the hound dogs run all night. Yeah, that was life. Sit outside underneath the shade tree by the old coal pile. There was always someone passing by. We'd drop in, stay a while, and I'd take off barefoot through the creek. My old coon hound, cousin and me, catching crawdads and skipping stones, gigging bullfrogs all night long. And I couldn't wait until the fall, deer season came, we'd have a ball. Waking up early, chasing whitetail bugs. My kin would come from all around, wondering who laid the big one down, and get the bragging rights the rest of the year. It's the little thing stuck in my mind, like fetching coal to feed the fire in tobacco fields as far as I can see. Whittling sticks on my old case knife, catching creature minnows with some fishing line, listening to the hound dogs run all night. Yeah, that was life. Yeah, that was my life.
Thank you.
You were talking earlier about some things that you weren't comfortable talking about, much less writing about, and one being love and your feelings. This doesn't seem like, you know, normal for a person who decides he's going to do songwriting. I mean, songwriters do songwriting to get their feelings out on the table, right?
Honestly, I never really started singing and playing like this until like a couple of years ago. You know, I'm not a perfect musician. I'm not a perfect singer, perfect player, or by any means, but you know, I really enjoy it.
Your music still has so many elements of, I mean, lyrically, have so many elements of the best bluegrass. There's nostalgia there. There's a real connection to the natural world. What was the last song you
that
just
did?
That was Life. There's a lot of great imagery there and an obvious real connection to your natural surroundings. That's always been a big part of bluegrass music.
Like writing songs, like I'm not really good like at making stuff up. I'm not a very good liar or fibber. Like I'm just not, you know, I'm not good at it. So like it's really hard for me to just like make something up. Like most of the stuff that I write is stuff that like I've went through or experienced or, you know, and know, have someone real close going through. Like I kind of just write what I know. I don't really write down lyrics first. I kind of base most of it off of a melody. Like I'll hear a melody or I'll be playing on my guitar, whatever that melody, just like what kind of emotion that'll bring out is kind of basically what I just start writing off of.
You ever feel like you're going to run out of material?
No, I don't think so. I still got a lot of living left. Lord willing, I got a lot of living left.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Well, the sun rig is winding low, and the sun is setting low over top those high Kentucky hills. As I stare at the bright pink sky, I wonder where you are tonight, and I think about the last words that you said. I've been living on the road, and I know it's took its toll, but I swore to you that forever I'd be true. And I know it's hard to love someone who's always gone, but I'd give it up if that's what it would take. Please, please wait for me. I'm headed north on 23. The thought of you with someone else breaks my heart.
Thank Charlie, Josh, JD, Kyle, and Molly, Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow for being with us this evening. Yeah. We also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for all of her work on our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on YouTube Live tonight, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
We also thank the members of our studio audience, not only for your hooting and hollering tonight, but also for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
How about one more, folks? Charlie Woods and Dee Hollow.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Charlie Woods and Deep Hollow for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Collins, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at redbarnradio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.